is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week we will begin a new series, The Four Horns and Four Carpenters of Zechariah. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Johnny Ray Watson with Let Them Know, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
Oh, he's the only one who really care. And if we'd only tell them a life of happiness and love can be theirs, so let them know, let them know. Tell them Jesus loves them so. He loves them so much that to Calvary he did go. Evermore with Jesus, let them know. Let them know.
How stupid is the devil? How stupid is the devil? That's a question I ask sometimes. And, you know, I don't think his stupidity, his ignorance, has any bounds. No borders to it. It's a never-ending cesspool of ignorance. And so, for his people too. His agents, his demons, and human beings who follow him. It seems that they have fallen under a strong delusion. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians 2, because they believe not the truth, then God sends them a strong delusion, so that they will believe the lie and be damned. He offered them, don't blame God, don't point your finger at God. He gave them the opportunity. He gives satanic disciples the opportunity every day to worship him, but they will not. The Bible says, indeed, woe to the earth and its inhabitants in the last days. For Satan, that great dragon and serpent, comes down to the earth and he causes havoc. He causes mayhem. He causes blood, death, violence. I know that, but wait. You know, I remember old Paul Harvey had that great feature on his radio program. And now, the rest of the story. Well, today we're going to talk about the rest of the story. This is a story of victory. And of course, really, the victory was won on the cross. This is just sort of mop-up operations. You know, that's what they used to call it in the military. You've already licked the enemy, now you got to sort of go clean up all the vestiges and the dregs that are left out there. But the enemy is in total rout. But you know, a lot of people don't understand that. In fact, I think Satanists have this wool pulled over their eyes and they actually think they're going to win. Listening to the music somebody sent me, and I listened to 30 seconds of it, and I turned it off. I couldn't take the noise, the din anymore. Had this satanic heavy metal guy, and he was saying, "We're going to have a party in heaven, you know. It's going to be a victory down there. I'm going to really rule and reign in hell." Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Friends, let me tell you something. I've been to psycho wards at hospitals. There's no ruling and reigning among the insane. I've been to cancer wards. My wife had cancer. There's no ruling and reigning among people who have cancer. And you're going to have something worse than cancer down there. It's going to be an unholy hell. I'm telling you, friends. Burning, fire, torment. You say, "I don't believe in a hell." Well, you don't have to believe in anything. It's going to catch you anyway. It's appointed for a man once to die, the Bible says, Hebrews 9:27, afterward the judgment. You say, well, I'm not going to stick around for that. Well, you're not going to have any choice. Who do you think you are? Do you think you're so special? Oh, no. God has every hair on your head numbered, and he knows where you're going to be and when you're going to be there for the rest of eternity. It's mathematical, dear friends. Now, I want to talk today about victory. More than that, talk about this great last days world system, Mystery Babylon the Great, the new world order that's being built, the new world order of the Illuminati elite, and all of their satanic secret societies and organizations and presidents and prime ministers, chancellors and premiers and so forth. All of the system and systems of the world, all of their financial institutions, their money, their power, their fame. They're building up the new world order constantly, ceaselessly, tirelessly working on behalf of their master Satan to build this new world order. The Jews want to have a Jewish-run new world order. They call that Tikkun Olam, revising, rebuilding the world, making it into a Jewish utopia or paradise without Jesus. Of course, that would be hell on earth. But many secret societies are after the same thing, not just Jews. In fact, many secret societies are begun by Kabbalistic Jews into sorcery who are building this present-day world. In all of the literature of the occult secret societies and authors and witches and magicians and so forth, I find a common thread. And I talked about it in Mysterious Monuments. They even have a slogan. It's the most important doctrine in all of the satanic world. It's called, it's just four words, as above, so below. Well, below is hell, allegorically, and thus above is earth and the heavens, and they say we're going to make it all one, bring it all together. The double-headed eagle of Freemasonry will have one body. The double-headed serpent of the Mayan, ancient Mayan bloodlust religion had one body. We will bring the two together. Satan will conquer God and thus set up one great kingdom. Jews call it Tikkun Olam. Some call it Shangri-La, paradise. Some say it will be the New Atlantis. As above, so below. Satan will see to that, they say. Now, I'm not going to talk too much about Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12, where it says that Satan, it shows you that Satan is a positive thinker, the world's greatest positive thinker. He makes five positive confessions. Now, if you've studied all that and you've read these best-selling books like The Secret that tells you to do this, and you've listened to these false lying evangelists like Kenneth Copeland and the others that tell you you can make positive confessions and positive affirmations and decrees and get whatever you want, riches untold. They believe the world, through this witchcraft mantra, okay, these positive confessions, can create reality, create a new world through mind powers, through your own words, through speech. Of course, they want to be little gods. God created the whole universe just by the power of the spoken word, and they want to emulate him. In fact, they want to be greater than God. They degrade God and his son, Jesus Christ, in their quest for divinity of the self. And so they think they can create a paradise here on earth. They call this the great work of the Illuminati elite, of the occult world, to make what is below the same as above. Of course, someday the Bible tells us everything will be together, a new heaven and a new earth. Peter said that in the Bible. But that'll be on God's terms, and he'll make it without human hands. His temple,
A lot of people want to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. Let me tell you something. The Bible says that you cannot worship God in a temple built with human hands. He is now building his own temple. You say, where is it, Tex? I'd like to see it. Just look in the eyes of a child of God, dear friends. The living temple of God is being built. The kingdom of God exists right here on this planet. You say, where? It's in the hearts of those men who belong to Jesus Christ. They are the living stones. And he's the corner. Now, hope I have some time for that concept, because that will just blow your mind if you don't know about it. Because so many Christians today say, someday the kingdom of God will be here on earth. Oh, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. The kingdom of God is Jesus Christ and all who belong to him. And he is the Lord and Savior of that temple. And everyone who belongs to him is a living stone fitted perfectly into that habitat. Did you know, dear friends, I'm going to give you a little secret right now that most people don't know. God inhabits the prayers of his saints. I want to say that again. Someday I'd like to write a whole book just on that subject. God inhabits the prayers of his saints. You say, that's impossible. No, it's not. The Bible says it. God inhabits, that's the third time I've said it, the prayers of his saints. When you pray to God, he takes up a habitation with you. Would you like God to come and live with you today? Then pray. That's why prayer is so powerful. God lives with the person who prays. He lives with you. He makes his habitat with you. How would you like to have God as your roommate? How'd you like to have God in your house? Do you think the devil can break into your house? Can take your loved ones when God's there? Well, you'll sleep pretty safe at night. Let me tell you something, friends. You won't have to worry about the strong man coming in and taking the house. Well, let's talk about a building today. Buildings. They're building this great kingdom of Satan, the new world order across the planet. But I want to tell you a little secret. Satan is going to build it. He's building it. It's here, too. Just as the kingdom of God is being built, the kingdom of Satan is here. There are two kingdoms on this planet. Two kingdoms. Now, I want to tell you about the final destiny of both of these kingdoms tonight. Because it's so powerful. It's so incredible. So important. What we're going to look at today is the final destiny of the architectural colossus, the new world order of the Illuminati. Its final destiny. You may be surprised. I know the devil's going to be surprised. The four horns and four carpenters. What's that all about? Well, we start off with understanding the devil's system here on earth. It's a scary system. It's a frightening. Everybody says, my goodness, look at it. Revelation 13, verses 4 through 6 speaks to it. It says of the people of earth, except for those few who believe in Jesus and truly worship him, and most people who worship Jesus claim to are liars and pretenders. But there is a church of the living God, no matter how small it is, that cannot be broken down. That cannot be defeated, even though our very body is burned. You cannot defeat the child of God, for his spirit, her spirit, shall live on. Now listen very carefully. It says here, and they, that is the people of the earth, worshiped the dragon which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? And he, the beast, opened his mouth in blasphemy against God. Everybody around the world says, look at the great new world order, the world system, the superpower, the soul superpower. Who is like unto this great beast? Who could possibly make war with him? And the beast opened his mouth in blasphemy against God. What pride. What audacious pride. Blasphemy against God. Because he's receiving all the praises of his disciples. The disciples of Satan. But hold on, friends. Yes, the new world order is being built right before our eyes. But listen. God has a little... Should I call it sneaky plan? No, it's not sneaky. He announces it in advance. In Zechariah, the book of Zechariah in the Old Testament, what a great prophet that man was. Zechariah chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. Zechariah had a vision from God. And it says here, and the Lord showed me four carpenters. Then said I, says Zechariah, what come these to do? Oh, friend, can you imagine? Now, we're going to talk about this. Now, it's very important for you to take heed of Satan's sinister plan for world domination at this stage in our human history, the end of time. And the widespread prevalence and the ubiquity of Illuminist architecture reveals the wicked plan of Satan. It's far advanced. The material evidence is inescapable. It's all around us. Buildings, monuments, statues, highways, great vessels of free trade. We're literally surrounded on every side by Satan's kingdom, immersed in it, if you will. Now, the question is why? Why does the devil want to build this Illuminist architecture? What is its hidden meaning and purpose? What are the insidious goals of its builders? We've talked about that a little bit. The reason why is the devil and his people are rebels against God. They're in rebellion against God. And the Bible says rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. So Satan, I'm going to admit it right now, the Bible says Satan is God, small g, of this world. John says in the Bible, we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. God's people know who we are of. We're of that kingdom of Jesus Christ, but the whole world outside of that kingdom lies in wickedness. And it's the great majority. We're the minority. We're the few. Now, I want you to understand something. God has determined the bounds of men's habitats and the extent of Satan's dominion. It can only go so far. God has permitted Satan and his minions full sway and complete authority over every living creature, every inch of territory, except what God has made sacred and protects. He puts a hedge of protection around his people. It's his property. Devil, stay away from it.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.